Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. This is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess that's me. Indeed, this is Green Medicine Radio, and welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, according to both Bastyr University and the University of Michigan, located at the Toma Clinic in Tukwila with a bunch of other really good doctors. A bit later, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, and healthy longevity further extended with the use of natural substances and energies, all in response to whatever questions you have about health. All of this is based very firmly on published science, the combined experience of Toma Clinic physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the incredibly long history of nature, creation, and humans. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Merida Valley Laboratory, Toma Clinic Foundation, and Toma Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for you and me to talk every Saturday about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools, natural substances, and energies. Of course, they're the best. Let's see. They've been around humans for as long as humans have been around them. Yep. Mm-hmm. In the 1980s, Toma Clinic assembled a safe, effective treatment, and I do mean it, folks, to stop the progression and most often improve vision in so-called dry macular degeneration, which is the most very common type. We're not eye doctors, so how did that happen? The first clue was published in the Yakima Valley Herald. No, I'm not kidding. A physician wrote a regular column in that newspaper at that time. In one of those columns, he told us he'd been diagnosed with so-called dry macular degeneration. I don't know why they call that one dry and the other one wet, because the back of the eyeball is wet in both cases, but that's what they call it. And this physician had been able to partially reverse the problem and improve with the mineral called selenium. He'd done that because in eastern Washington, where he grew up and lived, it's well known to farmers and ranchers that nearly all soil there is selenium deficient. So he thought, what the heck, let's take a selenium supplement, and it helped. Now, I have no idea why the Yakima Valley Herald came to my attention. Don't read it regularly. But it very likely wasn't an accident, was it? Since selenium helped him, I decided to research into which nutrients were known at that time to have a big presence in our eyes. In double assembled, that is, data on a small group of them, recommended this group to those diagnosed with dry macular degeneration. Nearly everybody reported that vision loss notably slowed anyway or stabilized, and a few reported improved vision. But we learned to do a lot better than that. About a year later, a woman, let's call her Marge, came in with her husband, Larry, for an urgent visit. Her vision had been getting worse. Her ophthalmologist told her she had rapidly progressive dry macular degeneration in both eyes, and there was nothing he knew to stop it. Her husband, Larry, was an accountant and had with him several years of meticulous records about what they'd been eating and the supplements they'd been taking. These records showed Marge had been taking selenium and every other supplement we'd be recommending for dry macular degeneration for at least a year. Since that was the case, but it hadn't worked for her as it had for the others, I suggested we try an intravenous injection of all these same nutrients. She and her husband agreed that since there was nothing else to do, she'd try that the next day. Like the next morning, we all heard a scream coming from the room where the intravenous treatment was given. All available clinic staff went running to that so-called IV room. IV room just means not ivy growing on the walls, but intravenous IV. Marge's IV was almost done. With her other arm, she was pointing at a sign on the wall on the other side of the room. She kept repeating, "I can read that sign, I can read that sign." When Marge became a bit calmer, she told us she couldn't read the sign at all when she first sat down in one of the chairs. But when she happened to look at it again as the intravenous drip was ending, she could read it. We repeated the intravenous treatments every other day, except weekends, of course, until Marge told us she could see just as well as before she was diagnosed with dry macular degeneration. She went back to see her ophthalmologist, who told her she had no sign of it anymore in either eye. Marge was over 60 years of age when she first came in the 80s. That's 1980s now, not 1880s. She had no return of the dry macular degeneration. Of course, we recommended from then on that everyone diagnosed with dry macular degeneration by their ophthalmologists, not by us, take these nutrients intravenously, and the results were dramatically better. We were and still are able to stop the deterioration of vision and most of the time improve vision significantly, very significantly, in fact, in over 70% of those treated. I even wrote and had published an article describing the early version of this intravenous treatment in a British medical journal. In the 1980s, when my father was 81, his vision started to fail. He went to his ophthalmologist who measured his vision with glasses. It was 20/80 in both eyes. And then he told him he had dry macular degeneration in both eyes. He came to the Tomo Clinic, which at that time was located in Kent, Washington, for treatment. He was given the earliest version of what we have now named the Tahoma Clinic Macular Regeneration Program of testing, followed by the earliest version of our intravenous therapy. After just one or two treatments, he observed he could drive an automobile without the usual visual distortion, and it persuaded him to see the ophthalmologist back in Ohio. At that point, he insisted on returning to Ohio to ask his ophthalmologist to continue the treatment there. The ophthalmologist speaked to me about it, telling my father that intravenous treatment with nutrients couldn't possibly be responsible for what the ophthalmologist termed his self-perceived visual improvement. So he visited with 12 other ophthalmologists, all of whom refused to consider giving him treatment. Their comments included, it can't possibly work, and we're too busy to try it, and similar remarks. The 13th ophthalmologist he visited, located in the small town of Xenia, Ohio, said he didn't think it would work either, but since there wasn't any other known treatment, he'd give it a try just in case. After three treatments here at Tahoma Clinic and another 24 in Ohio, that's three times a week for 2 months, my father's vision to return what it had been before treatment, which was with glasses and is measured by the ophthalmologist, not us, 20/30 in each eye. The ophthalmologist was impressed. He contacted insurance companies and MedioCare, and that's why it's called that, to try to get them to cover the treatment. It's not tens of thousands of dollars, but it's not inexpensive either with all those nutrients intravenous. And all of them refused, and that's why I call them MedioCare. They refused to use an effective treatment for dry macular degeneration. Now, the entire treatment program at Tahoma Clinic for dry macular degeneration, which includes nutrients given intravenously thrice weekly, takes 2 months, and then self-treatment at home to maintain the improvements attained. And yes, they do stay maintained. But the very good chances, over 70% of stopping the progress to blindness, and in most cases actually improving vision again, make the time and expense involved really, really worth it. Yep, wouldn't you agree? Well, back to good old green medicine here. After the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Our phone numbers are 206-421-0770 and 888-465-8770. That's 206-421-0770 and 888-465-8770. Don't forget Green Medicine Online at all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com. Just go to click here for archive shows and click there for any year displayed. And you can scroll through for any program or any segment of any program you want. And almost all the programs are archived. Not quite, but almost. You can also click there for, as I said, any year shows such as 2019, 2018, etc. There are tabs for topics, hosts, the Tahoma Clinic, the YouTube channel, the Tahoma Clinics, and a contact and a link tab. Thank you to volunteer webmaster John DeBlazo, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and to George Saxton for continuing to maintain it. Consider visiting all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends who just happen to have health problems. Okay, oh my goodness, we have three folks waiting already. No, excuse me, two. But we frequently run out of time, so why don't I shut up and listen to Laura, and yes, we'll have a break probably halfway through me and Laura talking, but we'll get all done that way better. Okay, hi. Is Laura there?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi. I have a question for you with regards to the specific bacterial overgrowth of yeast, of candida. Besides taking the Flucan or being on a very, very strict diet, which includes almost nothing to eat, is there any other ways to get rid of that bacterial overgrowth, which is chronic?
Now, as you know, candida is a fungus. So are you speaking of fungal overgrowth or bacterial overgrowth or both?
I have done two tests. I've done the breathalyzer test that manifested SIBO, and then I did the Obermeier test, the Indican test that also showed it. But from my history in my life, I know that it's candida of everything else.
Okay, well, for the candida, let's go after...
I've had also H. pylori that was eliminated, you know, on the second attempt. I had H. pylori twice.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay. But I'm just wondering what can be done with regards to candida overgrowth.
Well, you know, with regard to candida overgrowth, let's start with those silly old H. pylori. I am not kidding you, ma'am, because... one of the things that H. pylori can do, it doesn't do it to everybody, but we all know, I think we all know, that H. pylori can create stomach ulcers, but it really does damage to the stomach lining. I think we know that, otherwise it would make an ulcer. Now, what does the stomach make? Whole bunches of acid. And what does acid do? Inhibit the growth of candida. Now, I didn't say it kills it off totally. There's some other things I'll get to that will help you kill it off totally. But if we don't have enough acid coming down from our stomachs, along with the food, of course, and then that acid is indeed somewhat neutralized by the pancreatic bicarbonate, but even so, a pH, let's say the pH in the colon, and pH, as you know, just means acid-alkaline balance, of a 16-year-old is still considerably more acid than the pH of the colon of a 70-year-old. No question, because by 70, nearly all of us have started declining the stomach acid, and we want that pH to be what it was when we were 16. So the first thing I would be doing is checking with a physician skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine, finding out how your stomach is doing, how much hydrochloric acid pepsin you might be taking with meals, because I think you're going to find that out, and that will alter the pH all the way down the bowel and inhibit. It's not going to kill the candida. We'll get to that very next, but it will inhibit the growth of the candida from being as bad as it would be. Okay, second thing, ma'am. Believe it or not, there's a natural medicine remedy that's been on prescription for years against candida. I am not kidding you. It's called N-Y-S-T-A-P-I-N. N-Y, which got taken
from
N-Y-S-T-A-P-I-N, nystatin. And the reason it's named that is NY was for New York. It was actually found at the New York State Laboratories, New York State Health Laboratories. And that was years ago. They couldn't put a patent on it, but somehow it ended up on prescription. And you can get a doctor's skill and knowledge of natural medicine, if you want them to prescribe nystatin for you in doses which have been candida killers. The acid simply inhibits further growth and keeps it from proliferating, but the nystatin will kill it. Now, you'll also find in your local health food store, there are oils, such as undecindelic acid. I did not make that one up. There are oils that get after candida. Now, Thorne Research has one of those. And let's see, what is it called? Well, just ask your health food store. Where's the Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E stuff against candida? Oh, yes, it's formula SF7.
I'm sorry, doctor. I didn't get the initials of the oils that you just mentioned.
Well, of course you didn't. I didn't give them. It's formula SF,
okay.
SF, like San Francisco, SF722. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
722.
Okay. And then the very
long
name
is... My stomach acid by birth is low because I am my blood type is A+. So I definitely, and I also have, I think the swelling of the lining of the stomach because my stomach has been inflated for the last 2 years.
Well, H. pylori will contribute to that. So this Thorne formula, then there's the nystatin prescription, which is covered by insurance, whereas the health food store stuff isn't, even though it works real well. And then lastly, there's a product out there called Caprin, C-A-P-R-I-N. You'll find that one in your local health food stores. You'll find that in Toma Dispensary. You just won't find it in most of the big box drug stores. So you can both change the acidity going down the gut, which is, in my opinion, step one. Otherwise, the candida wants to keep coming back, and so do bad guy germs. And then you can go after the candida directly. You can do both of them, ma'am. And let's see, is it time for me to shut up because we're going to be getting to our break? Well, yes, it is. So if you have any further questions, just hold them till after the music.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, afraid I'm still at it, yammering away. Are you still there, Laura?
Yes, I am. I got so far from using three remedies. Niostatin oils, which is SF722, and caprine, correct?
Yes, ma'am, and that's not all there is to it either. Now, don't forget, though, you want to optimize replication of the acid-alkaline balance we all had in our guts when we were 16, and you may need to be working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to do that. But in order to keep everything nice and healthy down there, optimization of that same pH balance is a good idea. Now, you've got three things. Now, here comes some more, ma'am, of all things. Well, let's see. In the first place, I think you want to plant a beneficial fungus down there. What's this, a beneficial fungus? Yes. Such a thing actually exists. It's called a beneficial fungus. And let me spell it for you because it's from Europe. And wow, did they name it something weird. It's S-A-C-C-H. S-A-C-C-H-A-R-O-M-Y-C-E-S. I am not kidding you, man. Saccharomyces. And then it's named after the professor.
Is it similar to excuse me, doctor, is the saccharomyces similar to demonose?
Not at all, ma'am. Saccharomyces is a beneficial fungus. Demonose is a sugar. Uh-uh. So Saccharomyces, and then it's named after this professor. B-O-U-L-A-R-D-I-I. I did not make that up. That was his last name. B-O-U-L-A-R-D-I-I. Now, you might have a little trouble finding that. We do have it at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. But the point to it, wherever you can find it, is that as you diminish the candida, the Saccharomyces belongs down there at 16-year-old pHs, and it takes up a lot of the room that candida would otherwise like to take up. So it's a good guy. It's a good guy fungus for human beings anyway. And I'm not yet done. Now, you next want to go to something that kills off bad guy bacteria, which are different than funguses. And did you know that in Ayurvedic medicine, they've known something for about 2,000 years? Funny thing, and they didn't even put a patent on it. It's called oregano oil. Now, if I put oregano oil in my mouth, ooh, does it sting? So some really smart company put the oregano oil into an emulsified tablet, which means it doesn't start to melt as it gets into our stomachs, and it doesn't sting us there. At least nobody's ever told me it does. And for whatever reason, they named it ADP, three capital letters. And it's made by a company called Biotics. And it says ADP Biotics. Oregano. B-I-O-T-I-C-S. It's named ADP. Yes?
I'm sorry. It's Adam Donald Papa ADP, right?
That's what it said. And the company name is Biotics, B-I-O-T-I-C-S. And those ones, I just, while I'm doing all this treatment on myself, if I were doing it, I'd be taking that ADP one with every meal because, of course, our meals are the bacteria and fungal meals, too. And so if we discourage them this way, it won't discourage us at all. And unless you melt that oregano oil in your mouth, it won't hurt a thing. Okay, last thing, you're probably aware of probiotics. Most of us are these days. One of the brands I like actually was originated in Japan by a professor who has spent his entire career studying good guy, bad guy bacterias. No kidding. And his name is Dr. D-R. And then Ohira, O-H-I-R-A. And you can buy Dr. Ohira probiotics, which means good guy bacteria. So the ADP is nourishing good guy bacteria and helping to eliminate bad guy bacteria. But you can buy the actual good guy bacteria. And I realize there's many brands of probiotics, but I really like Dr. Ohira's career and what he did. And that's in all health food stores, O-H-I-R-A. So anyway, a lot of things you can do for yourself, ma'am, but they usually do the job. It does take them, no kidding, a minimum of a couple, 3 months. Job done, sometimes longer.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, you suggested maybe a year ago when I listened to you, Obermeyer's testing for SIBO. I did only the hydro, the inhaling testing, and then I did the antibiotics. That didn't help, so I did it twice and stopped. I didn't want to do much more antibiotics afterwards. When you have bacterial overgrowth, it usually is not recommended to take probiotics. Is that
am I recommending a probiotic,
case?
Ma'am? Why is that? You want to wipe out the bad guy germs and put the good guys down there. I don't understand the recommendation.
No, but you said Ohara's probiotics.
And what's the matter with planting good guy bacteria? That's what I'm asking.
But from what I understand, when you have SIBO overgrowth, all the bacteria turns in the stomach into bad ones, even the good ones. Is that so?
I would check with my physician, skilled and knowledgeable with natural medicine on that. There is a test that will tell you with a urine collection. No kidding. You don't even have to turn in a poop specimen. It's a urine test which will tell you if you have too many bad guys, too many good guys, or what. And it's a urine test.
Are you talking about the Indica? Are you talking about Obamacare?
Not at all, ma'am. I'm not at all. I'm talking about something called the microbial organic acid test. And your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, should know about it. It's offered by Great Plains Laboratory somewhere in the Midwest. And that tells you about the effluent from good guy and bad guy bacteria all at the same time, while it's telling you about the effluent, which just means poop, from the candida, and you don't have to turn in a people poop specimen. You just urinate in a little container and mail it into them.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat? Organic, microbial, organic what test?
Well, we're going to have to wind up, ma'am, because there's a lot of people waiting, but it's microbial, organic,
test. I'm writing down.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes. Microbial organic acid test. I'll repeat it one more time. Microbial organic acid test. And they abbreviate it with the first letters MOAT.
Super.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help, doctor. Appreciate very much your input. Extremely important. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome, ma'am. All right. Let's move on here to Jane, who's calling us from,
I don't know what that was.
Jane?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you in the
row? I'm here.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, I was recently diagnosed with a calcium deposit on my aortic valve, and I was wondering if you could speak to me about that.
I sure can. The Japanese researchers did. What they did was have to take fair-sized doses of vitamins K. There are several vitamins K. You probably know that. And over time, the calcification in the arteries and valves got intensity.
Do you hear the noises on the phone?
What's that?
Do you hear noises on the phone?
No.
Oh, okay, because I hear... I hear strange things between our connection here. So, okay, so you said vitamin K.
Yes, and the one that I think does the best that I've had given to me by inverse, by getting themselves re-scanned a couple of times, is from the Legend Foundation, Board of Advisors, but they do not pay me any money at all. What's that?
Let me change phones because it sounds like there's an interruption in this connection. I don't know why. I heard the other one. It's just fine. Just one moment. I'll see. See if this does any better.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Wright. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Advised by board operator that we need to go to the next commercial announcement and then we'll get back and abandon you.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I'm still here, and I'm advised I probably should yell so everybody can hear me. I'm sorry about that, and if it's breaking your eardrums, please let me know.
No, it's not.
Are you still there, Jane?
Yes, but I didn't really catch anything that you had said to me about the calcium deposit on my aortic valve, so... Can we start again?
Yes, what I was telling you, ma'am, and excuse me if I yell too loud, let me know. What I had said was Japanese research found that the use of vitamin K in several different forms decreased the calcium in the cholesterol. They're called calcific deposits, and they occur both lining arteries and on valves. Well, it decreased that calcium. What do you know? And the bones got denser. So obviously the calcium was sent back to the bones instead of stayed with inside the arteries. And I've had people try that along with some Malaysian research, which found that the form of vitamin E called tocotrienols, T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S, that form of vitamin E also helps to decrease calcium lining the arteries and in the valves. So when a person applies both of those things, almost always when they go get re-scanned, they got less calcification.
Okay.
An engineer proved me that. Prove that to me.
You said it was tocopherol?
No, ma'am. T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S. Tocotrienols. The tocopherols are another family of vitamin E, but they won't do this job. The tocotrienols do. So look for the one by a company called AC. That's all cats, all AC Grace, as in the name Grace. And they have a mixed tocotrienol. And then look for the Life Extension, or LEF, Super K. That's what they call it. And one uses two of each per meal. It does not do any harm at all that anybody has told me about. And you can look it up online and whether those things do harm. But what it does do over time is helps to remove calcium from inside a plaque and inside of valves.
Okay.
So there you go, ma'am.
Okay, so now I take K2, which is 100 micrograms daily. So now I did that because I... was told that it was good to take it to help vitamin D be absorbed, or D3 be absorbed. I don't know. Would you recommend that not be taken then if I took this other Super K?
I look at the label. You can look at labels always where you buy stuff online.
Yeah, okay.
I look at the label on both, and if the Super K contains what's in this vitamin K form you're telling me about, I just stick with the Super K, ma'am.
Okay. And once the calcium deposit is gone, I mean, is this something that I would have to continue to take, or would it just be, I mean, is it just to attack just that one thing? I mean, is it something I would always have to take?
The research was on attacking that one thing, but do keep in mind what causes cholesterol and calcium to accumulate, and that's overly thick blood, and that's why menstruating women are not reported ever to have heart attacks or strokes. But by the time ladies get to be 65, they're having as many heart attacks and strokes as men because their blood is thinner.
Okay.
That's why men have heart attacks and strokes when they're 35 and 40 sometimes.
Okay.
So blood donation is one of the best things one can do to prevent accumulation of both plaque and calcium.
You mean donate it to like a blood bank?
Sure, if they'll take it from you.
They won't take mine because I had jaundice once.
You visit a natural medicine doctor, and they do something called therapeutic phlebotomy, which is just fancy Greek language for drawing blood for therapy. And they'll take 200 or 200 or 300 cc's. What they'll usually do for a woman who isn't menstruating anymore is do a simple blood test that all doctors everywhere do called CBC, complete blood count, and that will tell them how much blood they should be taking out each time, ma'am.
Mm. Okay. So it's called therapeutic, what was it called? Therapeutic?
P-H-L-E-B-O-T-O-M-Y. And all that means is therapeutic taking blood out.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate that information.
You're welcome, ma'am. There's definitely a lot you can do about the situation.
Yeah, they usually give something that's really bad for you, which is like Coumadin or something like that.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't even want to have anything to do with that, so.
I wouldn't either, especially when research shows that there's a fraction of fish oil that does just as well as Coumadin.
Right.
That's so silly. But you can check that with your natural medicine doctor, too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Let's see. It's not quite time for me to shut up for the break yet. And let's see. Rhonda's been patiently waiting. She's someplace in Florida.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate that information.
You're welcome. Definitely a lot of people
do better situation. Yeah, they usually do something that's really bad for you, which is like Coumadin or something like that.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything to do with
Seems that way. No, I'm not doing that one. Okay, let's see. We'll come back to Rhonda. Right now, go over here to Puyallup, which isn't as far as Florida, and listen to Alex.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I was just recently diagnosed with a cranial CSF leak, and I'm wondering, are you able to treat something like that? And if so, what's your suggestion on something like that?
Okay, I would want to get a report from whoever diagnosed that as to what they think, if they do know, and could be, they do and could be, it's a guess, what is causing that leak. Now, among other things, one thing that does come to mind is something called high intraspinal fluid pressure, and a high pressure will cause a leak, all right. However, that usually signals itself by headaches. Have you been getting headaches, too?
Yes.
Aha. Do you happen to be taking a bunch of vitamin A? Because for some of us, if we take a big bunch of vitamin A, it'll cause that cerebral spinal fluid pressure to go up, and the signal of that pressure going up is headaches.
No, and I think this originated from a car accident.
Aha.
When my head hit the airbag that imploded, and the top of my head started bleeding, and then about 6 months to a year later, I started getting symptoms other symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Well, this would require a little study. If I were studying it, and I'm not saying I should, I would want the report from the neurologist or whatever nervous system specimen you nervous system specialist, excuse me, that you saw, so to give us some idea of where this might be leaking, and if it actually is the spinal fluid, I hope there's no blood being leaked too. But what one can do, as you probably know, is one can rebuild neurons, one can rebuild brain cells, and so we'd probably be going along those lines to try to just strengthen the brain. And one of the best ways of strengthening the brain, sir, is with, and the membranes in the brain is what I mean, so they don't leak. And it's not the only way, but one of the best ways is to ingest something that got down at all the health food stores. They're called phospholipids. And those are a big part of what it takes to build new brain cells. And they're very helpful to the central nervous system. So this one you might be wanting to work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine in, and you might want to have your report from whoever the specialist was who diagnosed this.
All right. So if I took that report, let's say set up an appointment in your clinic to come in and review that, would that be the way to go probably?
Very, very likely, sir, yes, because we need to look over the report and do some other looking around to see what we could do. But there definitely are things that are possible. I'm not saying absolutely for certain, but I am saying that there are possible things to do.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And let's see, it says here, nope, we're not quite at the next break. So is Rhonda still with us?
Of course.
There you are, ma'am. What's on your mind? We have a couple, 3 minutes till the next break, and maybe you can get your question in, and I can answer, or I can answer after the break.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have a couple questions. I was on Prolia, and I had terrible side effects from it, and I went off of it cold turkey because I wasn't able to tolerate a bisphosphonate. And during that time, after within the year, I was awakened at 4 o'clock in the morning with excruciating hip pain, and it felt like my hip was disintegrating, and it went away. Anyway, recently, I'm now off the Prolia a year, and it has a 43-month rebound fracture stage. And I'm starting to get pain around the top of my hip to the back. And it's really starting to bother me. And I was wondering, I'm beginning to become concerned that I might have a hip issue and maybe even a break hip. And I wanted to ask you, if I get into the wheel of regular medicine and they're trying to, I have to have some kind of a hip repair, is there anything you recommend for the aftercare that I could watch out for?
Well, first thing I'd wonder is, hasn't a good old X-ray been taken? And no, I don't like X-ray radiation repeatedly, but sometimes you got to get it done to find out, oh, is it a fracture? Is it osteoarthritis to some degree or another? Have you had an X-ray done, and what have they told you about it if you have?
No, I haven't done that yet. It's only intensified in the last week. It's really starting to get bad. And it's making me very nervous because of the prolia and the hip issue that I had at 4 o'clock in the morning that was incredibly excruciatingly painful.
Right. Well, ma'am, I'd go ahead and get that done because if it happens to be osteoarthritis, there's a remedy in every natural food store that was pioneered in 1944. I'm not kidding you. And it was found to completely control the symptoms of osteoarthritis in all but 2 or 3 of 354 people. I'm not kidding you. It took 4 months to work. But I read the book on that in 1971. The book was published in 1949. I've used it for people with osteoarthritis or asked them to use it. And what do you know? It's worked nearly every time but one, even in bone-on-bone osteoarthritis. Now let's get to something else. Could you possibly have a decrease in bone density? Or could you have a fracture even? And for that, There certainly is a formula out there in the market called OsteoMins, and no, I would not rush right out and buy it right now. I'd find out if it's a bone density problem and things are going bad that way, because if it is a bone density problem and not a the osteoarthritis, which the x-ray will tell you, then the OsteoMins, time after time, it takes literally years, but it will take people from osteoporosis back to normal in about 4 or 5 years. And while it's doing that, of course, it helps if the pain's coming from that reason. So I would encourage you to take that x-ray. Now, here's one other thing you don't get told by people who give x-rays. There are what are called, available online, they're called hydrogen tablets. And they fizz in water and they fizz and then they subside. And funny thing, but if you drink a glass with a couple of hydrogen tablets in water, and of course it should be a nice pure water, before you get an x-ray done, it protects against some of the bad effects of x-ray radiation. No kidding. I didn't say protects against all of them.
Wow.
But it sure does mitigate. It's called hydrogen tablets, ma'am, and you can find them in many health food stores and online.
So, Dr. Wright, what is you said there was something that you could get for the osteoarthritis? Is that the
yes, it's called Osteo, O-S-T-E-O, dash M-I-N-S. And there's one morning version and an evening version. And when people are shown to have osteoarthritis, then we have them take both, as and the instructions are on the label. And that works time after time.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you also, I thought I heard you say once that you were involved with Life Extension.
I'm on their board of advisors, but I don't get paid a thing. I just advise them once a year or something like that.
Well, there's a brand new product they put out called Bone Restore Elite. And I was looking at the ingredients on this. They said I had to call them for something. And they told me that now this product, the new, they're doing a K2 as menaquinone, but then they're talking about a 4. They said 4, and that's their latest. They said the 4 is very good. Do you know anything about that?
Not yet, ma'am, but the reason I haven't paid much attention is that OsteoMins works so well. Haven't had it not work on anybody, so I just haven't gone looking for anything else. But I will look it up now that you mentioned it to me.
Yeah, because I called them, and that was something that she... And then the very last thing, because you've been incredibly helpful, I'm so happy. I've been having for years, I've been complaining about underneath my ears, under my neck, I get these really weird feelings. And I've been tested for the T3, T4... and the TSH, and everything comes out at the low end of normal. Last week, my throat just blew up. And, of course, I ran to the doctor, and they couldn't tell me anything. They put a camera down my throat. They didn't see anything. But it gets extremely uncomfortable. I was on a hormone pellet, and the hormone pellet really wrecked my complexion. It wrecked a lot of things. And I don't know, and my testosterone, they put in the pellet 100 mg of testosterone, but when they tested it, it came out at 358. So do you think any of this is related to the throat issue?
The one thing about throat issue that I didn't hear, so tell me if you did this, is checking with a specialist type of chiropractor who specialize in neck and throat issues that are related to spinal mislocations that we could have gotten when we were 2 years old and fell off our tricycles. They specialize in neck, so it's called NUCCA. Just go online to all the W's.
Oh, yeah.
.nucca.org.
Yeah. Right.
So I definitely check with that, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, it sounds like your thyroid's a little on the weak side. And for that, I'd be checking with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find out what the heck's going on, because there's a number of approaches to that.
Well, I live in South Florida, and I have to tell you, I have looked high and low for a good natural doctor, and I cannot find one. I've looked everywhere. I've tried the Meridian Labs. I've tried all these, you know, labs to see if maybe they have a doctor they work with over here, and I just can't find anybody. It's really, really discouraging.
I'm sorry,
really,
ma'am.
Discouraging.
I'm sorry.
Well, Dr. Wright, thank you for your help. I really appreciate all your help. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
And thank you for listening
okay.
to the music, because it's time for that. Thank you.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, and it's time for me to shut up and listen to Chris. Hi, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. We spoke before, and I go to the clinic quite often over the years. And I'm just curious to know, I just got a reading on sulfites. I'm at a number 10 in sulfites. And I'm just wondering, what can you do about that? Plus, I have another question or two after that.
Sure. Much of the time, it's not simple, it's not every time, sir, but much of the time that signals a molybdenum deficiency. Molybdenum is not really well known, but it is an element that's essential in very small quantities. So you might check into that, because
Dr. Sherman did suggest that to me, but I didn't know it was related to sulfite. But now I know.
Yeah. It makes the sulfite go to sulfate, which is the form you really want. The sulfite can be a little bit hazardous. It's not greatly hazardous, but it can be. And when it turns into sulfate, it's non-toxic entirely.
I see. So the number 10 value on that, is that high?
Actually, I've seen it as high as 30 or 40, sir.
I see.
It's not super high. But on the other hand, it should be zero. because what our bodies are supposed to do is take the sulfite and turn it into sulfate.
Where does that come from, that sulfite?
All I can tell you is anything that stinks when it rots usually has sulfur in it, and that's where it's coming from.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Well, very good. Hey, on another note, now, we're talking about the niacinamide, your four-month protocol, which I'm on about 3.5 months. And I'm seeing a measure of relief, very minor, but what I'm also taking is another anti-inflammatory kind, Declofeniac. And I'm wondering if that would interfere with me taking the niacinamide, because I can't bear without taking that anti-inflammatory.
I hear you, sir. And when it hurts really bad, you got to do something like that. So think anybody has ever published on any relationship between niacinamide and Declofeniac, whether they've published about a good relationship or a bad relationship. I just don't think it has been done, sir.
I see.
Make sure that you're taking at least 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide in a day, which is what Dr. Kaufman proved to us all was needed to do the full job. And then the other thing, sir, pain relief. My goodness, have you seen in the natural food stores something called, and this is all capital letters, AKBA, and then the word plus, AKBA plus? Now, that happens to be, with Christmas coming, I'll tell you about it, something that was delivered to the Christ child by the wise men, because it happens to be a well-known natural pain reliever, and who knows why they thought he needed it. But it's from frankincense, of all things. And you've heard of frankincense and myrrh and the wise men and everything. Well, anyway, a lot of people tell me that if they take that AKBA plus stuff, which is from frankincense and quite safe, you can even give it to the Christ child as they did, that they have a lot less pain. I'm not going to tell you it totally controls it at all times, but it sure does cut it down.
Okay, excellent. Hey, one other note. Okay, another for athletes in that, I've heard a steroid called Decadurabolin that has really helped a lot of people out here, and it's a steroid, and I'm just wondering if you ever have had any experience with that.
Not a bit, and I refuse to because it is not a steroid. Steroids are cortisol, DHEA, estrogen, progesterone, etc. That stuff, with that labeled name, Deca whatever, is a takeoff on those, sir, which means it's a molecular shape never found in nature. And the reason it's there is because they can hang a patent on it. And what a lot of folks have found out about those artificial steroids is they suppress the immune system, which is just what we don't need in the age of the coronation virus, sir.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, very good. Appreciate your time. And then, you know, I still have this itching back we talked about, and I'm on 15,000 milligrams of a vitamin D, and of course, it probably takes time to absorb in your system. I take it.
Sir, if you've been on 15,000 units of vitamin D for more than a month or two, please go have your serum 25-OH vitamin D checked, and if it isn't high or high normal, I'm going to be real surprised with that amount of vitamin D, and then you need to be following up on what you just told me, namely the stuff isn't absorbed. It can be due to hidden gluten problems. It can be due to candida down in the gut. It can be due to the fact that the pancreatic lipase, fat-digesting enzyme, isn't being made. But some follow-ups needed there, sir. That's a bunch of vitamin D. After you've been doing that for a couple of months, check yourself and see if you really got anywhere with it. I have seen.
I just started that a week ago.
Check out a couple
five
months.
To 15 now. So I will have that checked. I will.
Yeah, because I'm suspecting you're just not absorbing it well at all, sir.
I see. Okay. Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, let's see. Do we have... Yeah, we got a minute or two here. Hi, Jennifer. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'll make it quick. We only have a few minutes. With your vast knowledge on natokinase, will natto dissolve blood clots in the brain caused by CVST?
Nattokinase will dissolve blood clots caused by anything, ma'am. If it's a clot, it'll dissolve it. It takes time, but it will do it. I had a letter come into the newsletter that I write from a woman somewhere in Arizona who had a clot all the way from her groin to her ankle. And she told me it took 6 months, but it cleared the clot.
Okay. I did have that, and I had two submassive pulmonary embolisms, and they were gone in 4 weeks.
Yay.
Brain hasn't done anything in 17 months. It's still sitting there. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can hear the music, but you're right. It has a good chance, and it doesn't hurt anything. That's why I like nattokinase.
Thank you.
Okay. And thanks to everybody for calling in and getting the news out about there are things to do. They're relatively harmless for our health. They're called nature's tools. Okay. Listen to you next week and talk to you then.